Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
I'd like to try your new tank style. Let's begin then.
It's the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition.
The Woo Tank DJs.
Steve Brown, baby.
Bomber Drop, Daniel.
So let me paint
what's
this picture.
What's the answer to the tip hop cancer? What's the answer to the tip hop cancer? They go to Everett. It would never come back. Back.
So let me paint this picture.
So hungry for real shit. So hungry for real shit. It feels like I'm fasting. Yeah. So let me paint this picture.
Go to Everett.
It would never come back.
Up, bitch, one more hit. Get down.
We still here.
got some freedom.
Yeah. You can start anywhere that you want. Who care where we start from? Done light the blunt and we can tell a loud story. Be dangerous. Better get the candle lit. Niggas can't handle it. And let these niggas know anything can happen while you sitting there snapping. Keep laughing. I don't wanna know you blow you up. It just blow you up. Like hang time and then remember my rhyme and then remember my sign and then remember your mind. And then know that you come from here. And it's absolutely nowhere to run from here. Doing it.
Yeah.
And niggas wanna ruin it, change it up, range it up, and rearrange them, range them up, fucking fuck. I'm about to flip out, skip out, nigga wanna get out,
oh my
get
God.
Out, get out.
No, when I show a big like that, you know what we say.
Serving you up the beats, it's the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition.
Hey, yo, Mad Taxon, past tense, the white boy Ed. He got fucked up, check out the blues he had. Bitch, the flyer on the compound news. He got spoons out, just the knock out his bathroom. Can't slow them down.
Madness.
I've got another question. Presumably you know where the heir to the Wu-Tang is hiding. I know where the boy is still alive. Yen Shanshin, I'd never tell you. You're an evil man. You'll die soon. Somebody will kill you.
Well spoken, Yo Chen. Now I'll add you to the 35 others.
Yeah, Mad Taxon, past tense, the white boy Ed. He got fucked up, check out the blues he had. Bitch, the flyer on the compound news. He got spoons out, plus got knocked out his ass balloon. Tense told him dandy, old money from Penny. He bought, smoked the car, smashed any his law. He selling everything, niggas selling, yo, I want masks and doubles. Boxing the bubble, paying cash for they troubles. Didn't sleep right, pulling every night tonight. He got back from killers, told him sharpen knives and pipes. Yo, a wee pass, goons put his arms in the cast. He got cut back. Slash from his neck to his ass.
Fatality.
Hit the TV, pumping cosmetics in a Panasonic. Shook his house, found fat bass and crown a heel, nice not for life, yo. Should've thought twice, days from the world. But your street dream is over. You read what you saw, your street dream is over. The price paid not in the grave, shit was cold, bruh. Shit was cold, bruh.
Serving you up the beats, it's the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition.
Alright.
Paraplegic on the scene, on jet skis, spread some colder than free.
You're
the price page, still getting chopping at right age. Read my book, turn the right page. You see trees and chicks at a light age. Things fucked up, bound corrupt. Life is a big cup, we fucked. Most of my niggas still stuck. Still plushy like a duck though. My niggas nuts, going nuts though. I put it in my writing, let my pen flow. From corner stores, whatever the street flow. Whatever we reach, we know. Yo, and let life blow. Yeah.
Don't call from. Maintain your brain.
You know what I mean?
Mental institution.
Yo, this is Chaz G, a.k.a. Feed the Dog.
You have the
calling you from R920. We rocks. Internet radio.
The
on the East Coast, Virginia. Giving a shout out to Rapping For You, Hip Hop Show,
on,
host Grandbody P, Oni D, and Boss Lady Brit. Now that's what's up.
Bruce Lee, you wanna bet?
Fight when it's problems. Knew who was nice with their hands and try to squabble like. Yeah, gained respect on the streets and moved in rank. You knocked the biggest nigga out, now who the man? Who the man?
Who the man?
more violence, they can't stop on the clock, it's what you do. Scared man, hop on the rock, if not, rock him in sock. I put a rock in a sock, but if the dogs ain't wilder, rot in the box. Pick the afro move like Jim Kelly, with no big belly, knitting at the gym heavy. Just do a push up, no more fit, one challenge for nothing. Tank top, arms out, flashing on muscle. Fight rough out, easy like dog, fuck you hurt. Suck your mama, typical day, nothing me bro. Draw a sword, just slice and dice, a form of Kimbo Slice. Flight with Michael Jai White, we call animals cause we live in the wildlife. Most try fight, close their eyes and swing it tonight. Yo, we used to fight when it's problems. Knew who was nice with their hands and try to squabble like. Yeah. Gain respect on the streets to move and rank. Knock the biggest nigga out, now who the man? Yo, two things, man. I studied on the Kung Fu Master Lee Kun Hong. White supremacist think he too dumb, wanna see a Kun Hong. Pose no threat, still intimidating. You put your hands on me and some limbs will be breaking. I absorb discipline, saw patience. Kicking bamboo, the tree shaking. Shit, my shin's still aching. I hit you once, then keep hitting you till you subdue. Try to recognize his face, it's just some dude. Son who? Some fool who wanna be a doctor. Mad over the truth, I feel sorry for your mother. Killer instinct, street fighter, Mortal Kombat. Smash brothers over the head, brought along back. Mike Hope scene, Iron Fist, Tiger Claw me. White force and cheek, credit card scheme, soft and sleep, sleep. I'm at the table facing the entrance with my empress. Which one of y'all got crazy intentions? Nap through this is fun, what they say by the hobby. Bodybuilding, I'm a building made out of a body. A gun made out of a shotty. When I fire off, punch it sound like fire on. Inspired by martial arts. Used to fight when it's problems. Knew who was nice with their hands and had a squabble like.
Serving you up the beats, it's the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition.
Hip-hop show with Grant Body P and Oni D live and direct. How you feeling out there?
My, said wait to me. They said a love is for fools. We play, we break all the rules.
Brother, I'm bored fooling
enough manners to offer me company, but I'm waiting for you. They say if you wait for the stars, they gon' give you the moon. And when we all alone, we gon' do all them things that them new lovers do. Them try it, oh, really wanna wait for you. Enough manners to offer me company, but I'll wait for you.
Oh, nah.
We dance, we ball, catch flights, lipstick, make love all night. Enough money won't change my mind,
right.
But I'm waiting for you.
I'm waiting for you.
My mind said wait for me. Said wait for me. My mind said wait for me. I wanna wake up next to you in the morning. I see you in the morning.
Like that, no?
Big ship set sail when the sun arrives. Baby, we are. I love when I get lost in your eyes. And I can't wait till you're all mine. I'm trying it, ooh.
Wait for
you. My mind is too hard for me company, but I'll wait for you.
Oh,
nah. We dance, we ball, catch flights. Tipsy, make love all night.
Looking at you, it's a raptor. Keep you well back, yeah, you know me, I'll catch you. Show you Rastafari, yeah, every time. I want to tell you, girl, you be into me. Love all your wine up on me. Room 44 privacy. Our eyes not ecstasy. That all that been make me dream. Look how your loving device becoming split in your time. Get in your mind, I saw you get in my right. Oh, I'm broke, can't wait to get the inside. I like one night stand,
oh, nah. We dance, we ball, catch fly. Tipsy, make love all night. Enough mind, no more change my mind. I'm waiting for you.
Ting, no time to switch up. Whoa. That girl, I can't sit down. life. Fuck me anytime I touch down.
I make him pop like Trumpstar, huh? Yeah, buddy like gangster, huh? I make him pop like Trumpstar, huh? Yeah, buddy like gangster. My eyes red like Buster, huh? Young D with a ganja. My eyes red like Buster, huh? Young D with a ganja.
Kindness, bad man moving in silence. Black beat, white beat, selling on my black veins. More money lifestyle, living life life bitch, 5 star. Looking all these girls, dressing into my space. So my looking snappy and scared, popping boring and bread. They quick turn to my table, laugh down on my guests. I was convinced I'm party's red boss, I'm full of spend. Just wanna give her a quickie, tell her to bam bam, bam bam. So I can shift while I'm bam bam. They make her pop, by the pop, they make her drunk. They still wanna pour more. They make her trap, why they trap? But I'ma let it go, let it go. I'm a gangster, they didn't know. They wanna see my hands down. I'm a 3-rock star.
I make him pop like Trumpstar, huh? Yeah, buddy like gangster, huh? I make him pop like Trumpstar, huh? Yeah, buddy like gangster. My eyes red like Buster, huh? Young D with a ganja. My eyes red like Buster, huh? Young D with a ganja.
Put my team on, you know I really feed the streets. And I got some baddies making more than we do a week. Night buying her Birkin if she ain't twerking. You won't even get to see me if we ain't working. Slow baddie be helping me find my taxes. If you ain't riding, then why would I give you access? Why? Dirty Sprite, so I'm sipping in this paper cup. I just wanna lick the chocolate off you like a table. Just said he's on my feet, I ain't worried if I run from up. Had to let the runner go, I knew that he wasn't tough enough. Niggas think they're bad and then I'm dying for the block. Judge of me, I'm on the way, he crying on the spot. Nah, straight life, if I get a brother gone, it's like you should've known better, but I was brought up in the slum. It's been us against the world for the whole time. I'm just trying to give back what I owe, man.
I make him pop like Trumpstar, huh? Yeah, buddy like gangster, huh? I make him pop like Trumpstar, huh? Yeah, buddy like gangster. My eyes red like Buster, huh? Young D with a ganja. My eyes red like Buster, huh? Young D with a ganja.
Voila!
This is your girl, Mishika, from Rock Boy Records, and you're listening to Reppin' For You Hip Hop Show on the BDSIR Network, the best damn show on Wild One Radio with Grant the Body P. Let's get it.
You recognize this technique?
Huh? Five elements.
You remember.
Hey!
There's always money to get. Don't hesitate, don't sweat. For you, do what's best. Don't worry about what another say if it ain't gon' help. See, I know my work, so you gon' pay me correct. And if it ain't no check, it ain't no 1-2 check. A lot of dudes upset, cause they be settling. Listen too much to the ones who discredit them. The only reason for that, because they're not on that level. Stay away from the ones who don't wanna see you better. We all learn it the hard way. Experience taught us, making it through the endeavors to get to where that brought us. And the ones that fought us clearly chose their side. So at the end of the day, we know who all gon' ride. Whether you serious with it or you just do it for fun, know that the name of the game is take the money and run. Run, run, run.
Exotics and have threesomes. Wildin' bitch, my robotics is getting me some island bitch. Cause I'ma stay till I get me one and then take the money and run, run, run. Back to the D with my rum gun and hunt. About to come take over the industry for fun. It's about damn time that the dirty D is won. You gotta give it to us, we've been fighting just to come up in this game, just to take the money and run. And when we come back, we gon' show them how it's done. Fuck around, we need a city to culminate young, huh?
Take the money and run. We do these things just for fun. We play the game and we won. Why don't we take this money and run? Run, 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 run
Good, this is Starlight, and you're listening to Reppin' For You Hip Hop Show on the BDSIR Network, the best damn show in Wild One Radio.
Serving you up the beats, it's the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition.
Up what tea, hold the hopes of your dreams, follow out in the dreams, and a little better where you want to be.
That man's scared of me. Brock Lesnar is scared of his tribal chief. He's scared of the head of the table. I'm in God mode. This is greatness on a different level.
Jesus is the way to peace. Fuck what you talking about.
I stack chips, you niggas lack sense. Bunch of whack kids, I smack pigs, and I don't eat pork. But I crack ribs, black skin, putting all rappers inside a trash bin. Psychic visions turn my future plans into a past tense. Dreams big, we taught body language and I learned to read lips. Ten toes never leave out this world with my knees bent. Cut from the cloth of a wolf made out of sheepskin. Provide dope verses for the masses, that's called a queen pen. Fans give me support and I give back true facts. Was poor with no light, sat in a pitch black room, sad. But now we the ones that like to spit that boom bap. With niggas that'll rob you in the MF Doom mask.
Why don't you tell them about the time we faced Doom?
Alright, experience was my art. Words on a note, my 16s niggas gotta spit 30s just to come close. Yeah, I was young and worried about the most. They tell me love is blind, my vision blurry from the smoke, come on.
Cause it's considered conscience, you know. Ain't fulfilling my conscience cause I'm sent by Jesus to do what I'm doing.
dumb. What? The youngin' been surviving in the region. Order finna hit the TV store. Smash the programming, they be tampering and cheating core. I don't know no fucking Christ. To be honest, rife has a way of straying from right. Where a Satan can take control of life. Use the bomb a vagabond cons. Hurt with the worst intent. Chasing them, great mistake of men. And now they face intent. Devoured in the grips of illusion. Crippling and stupid without the power of knowledge. Info and how to use it. Sometimes I saddle the devil in me. Don't wanna be shit. Meddling kids, underdeveloped elephants. Then heroin, aftermath, still plaguing my neighbor's residence. Aching jealous, selling the babies, it's irrelevant, nigga.
Yo, check this out, yo. Acknowledge this program. Acknowledge this show. Acknowledge that you are listening to the greatest hip-hop show in the UK of all time. With my man, Grand Body P and Oni D holding y'all down. Year after year, day after day, track after track, hip-hop after hip-hop, Wu-Tang forever. I'm your boy Mike Knox, and don't y'all forget it. BDSR Network, always on day one.
Lil Fame, Billy Vans, how I mash them out. Inspector Deck, no question, just ask around. Put respect on my name or get found hit. Connect with so many plugs that I'm an outlet about bread. I keep rising like the pay do. I said my grace, I don't leave food on the table. Hard target, still popping, still pocket profits. Today's price ain't the same price on the block market. Boss level rebel, they dying trying to be him. Whack rapper BM, she in my DMs. 5-figure slide through, natural shine will blind you. My security launched the dude 20 feet. This is Sparta, you don't want a part of the blood sport. One false move will get you bumped off. My shit slap like Bernie Mac walking the track and head of state. I leave your head on the plate. They don't feel the real, I figure numb them up. Let them meditate on that, we gotta drug them up. Get to operating on them, put them under, yup. Get them open with another cup like I ain't done enough. They tell me dumb it down, you niggas sounded dumb as fuck. Elephants up in the room, the circus got you dumb enough. All your sense of saying something's up, my name keep coming up. Apply the hustle to the muscle, then you run it up. Homicidal on the beat, you know my gun is up. I've been in the field like soldiers in that Hummer truck. Take them to the bank, Hank Davis up a cut. Wipe them down, tell them pipe it down, now the number's up. Trap away, while the cats away, the mice will run amok. Yeah, I'm a workaholic, money bout to sum it up. Three strains coming out, and y'all can double dutch. Influential lifeguard and bite, time to double up. Down to sacrifice it all if you were raised right. Tough guys never show up, they got stage right. You know I got the kind of try that got no break like. Yesterday's price is not today's right. Treat it like the stock market, just a black market. Yesterday's price is not today's right. Treat it like the stock market, just a black market. Yesterday's price is not today's price, Mark.
Yesterday's price ain't the same price as today's price. I probably won't sell unless I make twice. Whether we slang white or we play mics. It's the vet, so you paying for that grade A type. That good gas when we measuring plants. Competitors rant, they can't match the veteran stamp. My man Izzy won his red back, he said it was there. He'll pull up and let them shots fly like Kevin Durant. Got the game in the chokehold, your head in the clamp. My gummies keep you high all day, your edible. Can't. This the block market, something like the stock market. Copper box, we all profit, and ball like Jamal Crawford. You hot, stop it, in the game we the hot topic. We got it all from dabs to mushrooms and all chocolate. The pink of blue pills for them Zans for your sleep. The marathon continues every time we ran on the beat. It's
hey y'all get dressed to fuck these hoes. We never cared about appearance, we was kingpins and dusty clothes, huh. Y'all would never touch these goals. And these hoes always try and blow me. I'm like a stuffy nose. Now y'all travel down a lucky road. I'm tired of hearing these rappers with clean records and rusty flows. You fucking trolls wasn't dumping loads. It must be told. You just gon' lie and grow grumpy old. Now everybody touching blow. But you ain't cook nothing on a wolf oven. That's a luxury stove. Your man bitch, puffy toe. On some out of state shit. Only my people in Kentucky know. You like to show how your money fold. We ain't gotta ask if y'all broke. Nigga, your money shows. Holla at me once he grows. You only known for being a little baller like Muggsy Bowles.
Y'all sacrificed it all for a race, right? Tough guys never show, they got stakes, right? You know I got the kind of try that got no break like yesterday's price is not today's price.
I think that we used to have MTV.
shows like that. When they gave us our own show, we took over the world. Everyone loved hip-hop. You'd even see the president rock into hip-hop because they saw how much power and how massive hip-hop is. You can go to some of the places where people live in caves that know about hip-hop. So I reckon they kind of slowly took it away because of the power that we had. And I think that's what happened. Now they've put these rappers in that look like girls, to be honest. Some of them. Not.
Yo, she said she's coming for you right now.
Now. Now.
Yeah. Thought you was four, baby. I'm a stand up nigga. Man up, nigga. See me on the street, put your hands up, nigga. When the draw hit, you get blamed up, nigga. My name won't waste my hands up, nigga. I'm the tribal chief around here. Yeah, you see me, the tribal chief. That's right.
Pull up the tune. Pull up the tune. Pull up the blood clot tune.
Yeah. Thought you was four, baby. Nigga, man up, nigga. See me on the street, put your hands up, nigga. When the draw hit, you get blamed up, nigga. My name hold weight like a hand truck, nigga. And what, nigga? We did it again, go against the grain for death. Expect a different end, like spitting in the wind. I'm in this shit to win, even if death get ripped on sitting in the bin. I'm a different blend, raised by different men, I got different skin. Know me, homie, God gets it in. After why I ain't on yet. Cause I ain't a nigga that's in the getting long dick. I'm on my own dick, rely on my own wits. Why would I ride under the nigga armpit? I'm a dog shit, nigga. Plus I roll with a strong kick. Them BK niggas be on sick, they be on it. Yeah, motherfucker, stand up. This is our power with them niggas can't touch. This is how it's going down. This is our town, how we lay it down. If we know our way around, we don't play around. Motherfucker, stand down. You gon' fuck around, it's gon' be your man down. This is how it's going down.
Listen, pimpin' me on the industry, don't understand. I'm a whole different breed of man.
Fire, surprise bitches, the great eight. Alive, but my name's on the list with the late great. Fame and the glory, niggas love my story. I'm a son of a gun like Corey. Fuckin' with some shooters, that'll genocide your whole species. Like Feliciano Cabora, don't you fuck around, Junior. You got the proof, this shit's off the roof. Like Tupac and Juice, nigga, M.O.P. We gon' shut it the fuck down. I was sleeping on myself, but I'm up now. We don't choose to fail. After you learn, you earn, nigga, remove the L. I would shank y'all niggas. Pull your shitty pamper down, spank y'all niggas. We don't play around. This is Billy Jean's fame. Teflon, we know our way around.
Yeah, motherfucker, stand up. This is our power with them niggas can't touch. This is how it's going down. This is our town. How we lay it down. If we know our way around, we don't play around. Motherfucker, stand down. You gon' fuck around, it's gon' be your man down. This is how it's going down. This is our town. How we lay it down. If we know our way around.
We provide the shit that you can't find when you ride with them whole niggas. Love these old niggas, authentic, anti-brittle. Notice how these niggas folding when the pressure's on a little. Headshot capital, captain. It's almost like the air blow different when I'm backing in. Remember him? Billy Dance. Rebooted, diluted, undisputed, don't dispute it.
No.
I usually hover for a bag with a mask to the man. Don't make me do it. You ain't heard of me, I get to it. Don't get your little ass dragged and converted into a hashtag. I don't know nothing about the body. Sorry I wasn't there, I don't know nothing about the body. Have some respect when you come to the dope. Cause you know when it's M.O.P. When it's a go, it's a go.
Yeah, motherfucker, stand up. This is our power with them niggas can't touch. This is how it's going down. This is our town. How we lay it down. If we know our way around, we don't play around. Motherfucker, stand down. You gon' fuck around, it's gon' be your man down. This is how it's going down. This is our town. How we lay it down. If we know our way around, we don't play around.
show in Worldwide Radio. We rock the spot on I-20. Street Madness Radio, International Fleet Radio, man. Wow! The Lem tune over the last 45 minutes that you did here. You know what I mean? Why? We are sponsored by God, they're yours! We've got the juice now. Watch this. This is how it went down, man, before the big interview. Started it up. We're still here. Black Rum, G-Dep, Dead, Bronx Nazareth, Illa Days, Your Price from the new Ponche album. Naps and Dreads was inspired by martial arts. You know what I mean? Shout out to all my martial arts crew, man. All my Doncaster crew. Salutes. Then, Nacho Soprano, Tinkar, 9 a.m. Me like how he flipped the Michael Jackson sample there. Then, Annette Royale, Dre J.A., Wes Joseph. That was our special guest of last week. Wait for you, the tune was called. Then we went into Miles Israel, Black Rose, friend of the program, LJFA and God Study, Tinkar Trackstar. Then we went into Blue Raspberry, Tinkar. Oh man, take the money and run! Run, gone! Princess Nedra, Tinkar finally from the 411 album. Chanel with the MF Doom mask. Then Shiloh, Inspector Deck, Fairtex, Fresh Beat Knuckles with the Block Market. And then finally, the tune you just heard, you know what I mean, Teflon from the new album, Jazzy Motto and MOP, No Our Way Around. Wow, that's how it goes down, you know, man. Crap Body P, Shawana, the man called DJ Stavros, the man called Eyeless. It's Assassination Day.
Gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening, and now it's time!
It's another exclusive, only from the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition.
Yo, 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 we're back, we're back, we are back. BDFIR Network System. No. We ain't gonna start it like that, people. We're not gonna start it like that. You know what I mean? We're talking veterans, man. You know what I mean? We're talking veterans, you know what I mean? Good friends of the program who like to come on this show every time they've got news for me. It's the best damn show in World One Radio. We rock the spot on like 20 Street Madness Radio, International Fleet Radio. We're sponsored by Got the Jaws. Who got the juice now?
Yeah.
That's right. Make that noise, man. Sound the horns, man. Sound the horns by this crap body. Peace, Worldwide DJ Coalition. Acknowledge me. Say it to me. You know what I mean? Hey, turning guests on the show, I like to talk to these people because they've always got something great to tell me. They're always updating me on the situation, man. You know what I mean? And they like to assassinate people. For no reason.
Hell yeah.
They've been given a mission. They're going to fulfill it, man. Acknowledge DJ Stavros. Acknowledge Shawana. Acknowledge Eyeless. Acknowledge the Woo Assassins. Welcome to the Reppin' For You Hip Hop Show. How you feeling? How you feeling, people?
Yo, doing good. Loving it, bro.
The 80 generations in the building.
This background thing's messing with my vibes. I want to show y'all my water I'm drinking.
You have your water. I've got nothing here. I haven't got my got the juice here. I've got to run autopilot. Stavros, you got anything back there you that you like to drink?
You know, I'm on this muscle milk right now. That's what's really keeping me up and going.
Muscle milk?
Hey, there you go.
Is that what I call it? Yeah. Muscle milk?
Yeah, it's like a protein milk.
Okay. What I call it? Quest? Is that what I call it?
Yeah, so they got Quest and they got like Muscle Milk, the company itself too. I love it.
Okay, so probably have that over here in the UK. It's probably called something else though. You know what I mean? Not too sure. And that's what Sean has got as well. You know what I mean? Yeah, y'all got your protein drinks. The man called Eyeless has got his water. We're going to blast it off like this, man. Man,
It only felt like not long ago, man. Only a few months ago that we last spoke. And they're back already.
Yeah.
And I remember Stavros telling me that, you know, you've got a schedule for the whole of 2023. Everything's going up month by month by month. So now it's been a few months. The last time you was here was like March. We're in July now. So update me on the situation, man. What is happening out there?
Man, we got a bunch of shows coming up. The team, I know Eyeless has been working on a bunch of new songs. So we're just waiting on that album from him.
Yeah.
And then Shawana is having a re-release, remaster of the Pure Ecstasy. And then I got some sick shit going on, man. We got a new Love album. It'll be my first Love album ever.
Love album?
That's me, Shawana.
Okay.
And then we got this one album. First time us saying anything about it.
I heard he's going in on some, you know, Barry Manilow vibes.
He's doing some science.
Yeah, a love album. So what? So what, M. Stavros? You going after the Love King's throne now? You're coming for M. Rock into Bud.
Right. I got some. We got some secret, you know, collabs coming up between me and the Blue Assassin that I don't think anybody's ready for yet. But it's gonna be a crushing album called the Circus Show. And this next album, man, will really, between that and the assassination attempt from, you know, the Wu Assassins, I don't think anybody's really ready for this.
Well, I mean, well, they better be ready because, you know, you've already, you know, worked with the likes of Rick Ross. You've already worked with, like, DMX, you know what I mean? You've worked with Capadonna and various other group affiliations. You know what I mean? I hope they're ready for this one. Y'all be warned, people. Y'all be warned. They got some big things coming up, man. You know what I mean? Wow. So, guys, as I said, you know what I mean? Y'all know you're always welcome to come back on the show and update us on the situation. Eyeless, it's the first time speaking with you, sir. You know what I mean? So,
yes, sir.
So now it's like, I'm more gonna like get to know you more this time around, you know what I mean? I know about the power couple that is Stavros and Shawana. We already know about that. Shout out to my M co-host, Not In Effect, you know what I mean? Has left me to do this for Dolo, but that's alright. Eyeless, tell us about yourself, man, you know what I mean? How you got involved and how you became a part of 80 Generations and We Were Assassins.
Okay, my name is Eyeless. Colorado. I guess it's been 3 years?
3 years this year.
3 years? It's been about 3 years since I joined ADG. I've known DJ Stavros and Shawana for a long time. Shoot, it's probably been almost 8-9 years at least.
I'd say 9 for sure.
You know, yeah, so we've known each other for a while. I've been doing this since 2013, something like that. We linked up at a show here a little while back and meeting up again at another show, and me and DJ Stavros started talking. He invited me to a spot with ADG to kind of help me get going with more networking and doing some things. We were making tracks here and there. At that time, I was still kind of dealing with a little bit of legal issues that I had to get through, you know what I mean? So, we dropped a couple of tracks. There was the Coming Sword album that you can check out, one of my tracks, Little Miss Narcissistic. But like I said, at that point in time, I was dealing with some legal issues that I had to get through. Here about a year ago, I finished everything, got off paper, got out of the halfway house, yada yada, and have been able to start actually getting back in the scene a little bit. Aside from working on my new solo album, if you haven't heard my shit before, I've dropped two full-length LPs, Crust Life and Evil People.
Oh, yeah.
I also did one mixtape album that you can only hear on the eyeless.net webpage. Unless you go to audiomac.com, you can check it out, called Still Living Krusty.
I've
done numerous different projects with the Whoop Whoop family and Abandoned Records. KeepItAbandoned.com has various Trick or Freak albums that I'm featured on. And then if you've heard of my project, Dirty by Design, which I've done with the Home Two Whoops from What, you can hear a bunch of other shit that I've done. But, you know, I've been doing things for quite some time. I've been on, like, mini runs with Twisted. I've done shows in Indiana, Texas, California.
Twisted is back, for sure, this year.
Yeah, New Mexico. For a little while, I was actually working with my brother AKP out of Nigeria. We released a track called Water, actually under ADG. That was, I believe, one of the first tracks I dropped under ADG. Definitely peep that track out if you haven't already.
And
it also features Ember, Loki was the producer. I've got to remember the facts on that one still. After doing a couple of those, I was getting my legal problems situated, and I talked to Cross and I told him, you know, hey, we should do a group of sorts to, do something together. That way, you know, we can actually hit some shows and plan on doing something a little bit bigger. That's when he kind of thought of the idea of doing a Woo Assassins album, and I jumped on board with that at that time. Since then we've been kind of putting pieces of it together. Beats for me are everything, and for those of you guys who don't know me, I struggled with drug addiction and shit for quite a while.
Oh wow.
And, 2 years ago I got clean. And in that 2 years, a lot of things have changed in terms of that vibe. You know, like, man, when you're heavy in drug addiction, you vibe to certain things a certain type of way. You know what I mean?
Right.
Finding my voice since I got sober has been a thing for me lately, you know. So it's been real beneficial for me to be with ADG and be able to work on this Woo Assassins album to really help kind of, like, rehone my craft, you know what I mean, and get back to the things I like doing, you know.
We're a company that likes to help people get sober. You know, we both got sober, DJ Stavros and I. Mine was alcohol, and I'll let him tell you
about
his, but I got 5.5 years under my belt since I quit, and DJ Stavros about the same.
So are you...
Yeah, about 5 years now.
Oh, wow. You know what? Yeah, you know what? I am so happy for people who take that step. You know what I mean? Take that chest move in life to quit an addiction such as that, such as alcohol or drug abuse, whatever it is.
That's the heroin, bro. Like, that was the shit that happened for a long time.
What?
Like, it was destroying my life.
Wow.
Last 2 years have been fucking beautiful. I went from like 120 pounds all sucked up Skeletor status to like 240 now. Like, the change has been real.
Yeah. I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you. Because I've known some people, you know what I mean, who got caught up in stuff like that. And like, there's one particular person, that I knew. I haven't seen her in like 20 years, right? And like, I see her 20 years later and I'm looking at her like, what the hell happened to you? Like, I didn't say that. Like, all I said to her was, yo, I haven't seen you in 20 years. But in my head, I was like, what in the hell happened to you? But it's like, I answered my own question, right? I answered my own question, and I was like, man, what the hell? And then she's like asking me, oh, have you got like 5 pounds so I can buy some food or whatever, you know, get out some money? And I knew what she wanted the money for. And I thought, nah, man, this is a sad sight. You know what I mean? This is not the person I knew like 20 years ago. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And I knew she got caught up in that stuff. So my question to you, to the three of you, and anyone can chime in, is simply this. How can people like that, how can they make those steps to say, yeah, okay, this is it, I'm going to lock off the drugs, lock off the drinking. For the record, I was not that dude, but I stopped drinking like 10 years ago as well. You know what I mean? So it wasn't an addiction for me, it was more of a health issue. But for those who caught up in that, you know what I mean, what would you say to them people? Because you three, especially you, Eilis, you proved to me that you can come from that and make a comeback in life, man, and get yourself sorted out. It can be done.
Well, I mean, first off, like, if you're going to change it, only you can want to change it, all right? Like, contrary to what a lot of people, a lot of addicts will try and tell you, you know, okay, I'm going to quit for my kids. I'm going to quit for this person. I'm going to, that'll never work. Unless you're going to do it for you, you can't do it because the system tells you to do it. You'll never do it if the system tells you to do it. You got to want to do it.
Yeah.
You're at 100%, like, unless you want to do it, you're not going to do it. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
But once you have that desire, I mean, once you have the desire, it's done.
There's no stop.
Like, I mean, I used to tell people this all the time because I'd gotten clean for a long time. I was clean for about 2 years. This was 10 years ago. And then I jumped back into it.
Right.
And went hard for, well, up until about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So, only you can want to do it, but it is really, you know, the Nike saying, just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. You know, it's not a matter of, like, contemplation. Oh, well, I got to do this first, or I got to get these things together first. No. If you do that, you're never going to do it. You just do it.
One thing at a time.
For me,
I know.
Well, when I first kicked dope, one of the things that really helped me was the Napoleon Bonaparte concept. Napoleon Bonaparte, if you know the Conqueror, one of the things that he would do when he would go into battle would get on the land, take all his things off his ship, get all of his men off the ship, and then they'd blow up the boat.
Yeah.
By blowing up the boat, you force yourself. You set an ultimatum for yourself, like you have to survive, like you have to win the battle because you don't have a boat to get away from now.
Right.
So when I decided 2 years ago that I was finally gonna, I was done. I had to get away from everything. I blew up my boat. You know, I severed all the ties I had with pretty much anybody I had any connections with. In fact, I had some issues with that because I severed my, I deleted old Facebook accounts, Instagram accounts, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow.
Lost access to all my social media accounts. So, you know, accounts that I spent 10 years building, gone. So it's kind of like basically restarting even the things I didn't really plan on restarting, which Eilis was one of them. That's been really interesting for me is really rebranding myself almost, giving myself a new name without renaming myself in the last couple of years, which it's been a little stressful because getting clean, you know, I'm still getting used to who I am now.
Yeah.
Versus the guy that I had been, you know what I mean?
Fantastic.
It was really cool because like me and Eilis talked a lot during that time, and my view on the whole thing was we love you know, period. You know, there was nothing, absolutely nothing I was gonna do to pull him from our label. You know, as he got cleaned, as he went through his shit, we had his back, man. We were there by his side, and I will always be, like, real shit, Eilis, you are one of the realest, dopest brothers I've ever had. You have no idea how far we're about to take this wolf's head.
Hey, thank you, brother.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I have to say, I am so proud of him. I remember sitting next to him when he had first just got clean and just hugging him and telling him how incredibly proud of him I was and just, I'm an emotional creature, obviously. So got a little teary eyed, but you know, it's just so touching to see somebody you love turn into who they are.
Yo,
yeah, I really appreciate that, guys.
Yo, Eilis, I only met you, what, 18 minutes? I know you're 18 minutes, and to hear that this is what you've done, I'm proud, and for Stavros and Shrana, knowing that you've done something similar, but in drinking, I'm proud of that too, you know what I mean? For me, because it was a health issue, I quit 10 years ago drinking, right, and I wasn't heavy on it, but now, for me, I don't know how you two see it, but when I... Even the sight of alcohol makes me... It's just a sight of me, like, if I just see it there, like, you know, just displayed in the store, I look at it and think, oh my God, get that away from me.
Yeah.
I look at it in this store.
I got real active. Once I got clean, I got real active with the community. I mean, when we talk about rebranding, let me kind of, like... do some pros and or like some before and afters here for a second. For anybody who's heard any of my old shit, you know, back in the day I got in a lot of trouble for this track called Fuck Up that I made with my old partner too. We had a video for it. I almost fucking went to jail for this music video. Like I had to take victims empathy classes. They made me restart these other classes for my probation because the cops got pissed off.
Wow!
The fucking video. We went through a lot because of this fucking video. And now you'll see me working at the parole office talking with new parolees about a program that we have here in town called Addict Athlete. You'll see me, actually, while I was doing the halfway house thing, I did a law enforcement show. There was one of the rehab centers in town and an organization that worked with them. The lead program actually held a little art festival. I was actually able to come and rap for everybody. So, I mean, there's some big differences been going on. You know, there's a big show here in town next month that Eilis is not being able to sponsor, but on the outside of music, I own my own glass company. Me and my dad have a family business that we're sponsoring this big event. It's a hip-hop workshop geared towards teaching kids the art of MCing, b-boying. We have graffiti contests all throughout the day. And like I said, it's all geared towards the kids. So that's a big event that's going down in Pueblo next month that I'm a part of. And to be able to be a part of these type of events and, you know, doing some of the things I'm doing with the community has made a big impact about what I want to be doing on a music tip. You know what I mean? To go from kicking it with the homie, running the streets, and hitting this show, you know, I had some wild times back in the day, but to be able to do the stuff that I do in the way that I'm doing it now has made a much bigger impact on my life, you know what I mean, and to be able to start doing shows again in the scene that I love seeing, and seeing a lot of old familiar faces that thought that I was gone for pride off somewhere, you know, and reconnecting with a lot of different people recently that have seen me change, which has meant a lot.
It's been cool to watch.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Turn his life around. If I just can do it, you can do it, people. There is no excuse.
Heroin and meth.
No excuses,
that's a hard
man.
One, bro.
Fantastic.
Yeah, there ain't that. Like, it's crazy. Once you start making changes like that, everything kind of just like everything follows. You know, like I quit meth and heroin. Then 6 months later, I was quitting cigarettes. You know, I every now and then I might hit a joint. I might eat an edible here and there, you know, because weed is good, you know, da-da-da.
I wouldn't know anything about that one.
That's even one of the things that I rarely indulge anymore. I started going to the gym all the time, and I work all the time. You know, like, prior to this last legal thing getting cleared up and everything, I didn't like to work. I like to sit around, get high, and party and have fun. Now I like to make money. I like to write music, and I like to go to the gym.
And that's your, you know, that's your new high thing.
You know, so and life has just completely, you know, just gotten 10 times better since I finished up everything. So
that's your new high, right? That's your new high. Love that, man. So something that you mentioned that I want to touch upon. You know, and that's like making videos and that. And that brings me to this. You know what I mean? You and you and Shawana. I'm hearing of a part two to a video. Wondering what happened to part one? You need to like. Have I missed something? Because.
So the part one, if you want to see part one, you have to look up Dirty by Design. Dirty by Design, Fuck Cops, you'll find that one there. Everybody else that was a part of part one, I decided that I wanted to do a part two, and I hit up everybody, and everybody was like, dude, no, fuck no, you're crazy. Because we got in a lot of trouble. Like, there was... Cops were fucking terrorizing us because of part one, and I had gone through a bunch of personal shit that I was just like, fuck it. And so that's what happened with part two. But part one's on the Dirty by Design page if you want to check that out. But yeah,
I think I will because you know what I mean. It's like right now you're making NWA sound like teddy bears right now. You know what I mean? You're making them sound like...
Wow.
You're making them sound like Power Rangers right now, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Fighting for justice. That's what it sounds like right now. I remember back in the day when NWA came out with F the Police and it caused a stir? But it sounds like this is like 10 times worse. The tune's called...
Yeah, absolutely. It was the whole horrorcore version of it. You know what I mean? And that was my thing. I remember getting pulled over one day. We were on our way to a show in Grand Junction, and we get our engine blew. No, the transmission blew up. We were going up I-70, going over the Rocky Mountains, and our transmission blew up. So we're standing on the side of the fucking road, waiting for this other mini to load fucking 19 people into. And while we're waiting for this other minivan, the cops roll up on us, and they look at the Woof What stickers all over the side of this van, and they look at me, and I'm on probation and everything, so I'm kind of like shit bricks. I'm like, fuck, I got weed on me, like yada yada, and the cop looks at me, he's like, you, get the fuck over here. I was like, oh, so I walk over to him, and his partner's like sitting there like shining his gun. And they were looking at me, and they were like, so, what? We were like, ah, fuck, dude. It was a video. Just a video. Sorry. And, you know, that was real talk. That actually got me thinking, you know, like, nowadays, like I said earlier, I really have a lot of sympathy and respect for the police force because of the shit that they go through. Like, we talked a lot of shit. And they had every right to not fucking like me, you know?
Wow!
You know, since then, I've actually gained a lot of respect for him, just knowing all the shit that I personally have talked to him and put him through, like, you know, respect the 5-0. Like, they do a job, they do a service that we need. And, yeah.
Yeah, that's so sick. You know, I mean, you got the good cops that are like, nah, man, what the hell? And then you got the band cop.
Yeah.
It's
Exactly. Yeah, well, my cousin's a parole officer, and we didn't talk at all for quite a while. And, you know, that's been cool. Another thing about getting clean and shit, you know, reconnecting, like, with old family has been a big blessing for me.
Shawana, you wanted to add on to something, man. What was that? Because, what was that? You wanted to add on?
Oh, I was just saying he went from, you know, fuck you, die cop, to, hey, you want to hang out and help some people? Yeah, that's incredible.
Full on.
Just incredible.
I know you've heard about the music video coming out together, right?
That's right.
Andy Young. Oh.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
With, Stevie Stone.
Yeah, yeah. At a Strange Music. He was with Strange Music.
Yeah,
now he's got his own label.
But Ram Song Man and Eyeless and Shawana just killed it. It's actually another song that Shawana is rapping on. And I think that this song, this video, is going to be really awesome for them, as far as looking at, you know, where they were and then where they're going. And I really hope that video displays that for people.
Yeah. Even though, like, for me, I've been on Go my whole life. I have been on Overgo, Overdrive, Overachieve, you know, and so that's part of what I want to display is all, you know, not all of the things, but many of the things that I've done in my life.
One of the things I really liked about Ivy Yonko writing to it was at the time that I was writing to it, I was working 96 hours a week. At that point, I was...
How much?
96 hours a week. I was working two full-time jobs, and the alternative was sitting in a facility. You know, I was still getting through my legal shit, doing halfway house time, and instead of sitting at the halfway house, I was working. I'd work graveyards at McDonald's. I'd get off and go work in my glass shop.
What?
I would sleep 5 hours a day and just bust my ass.
No,
but like, when I was writing to Ivy on Go, when I'm like, Ivy on the bankroll, 80-hour hustle. Hey, you got a job to do. I bet I got the muscle. You know, that was all real shit. Like, I was
that shit was
my speech to the bone. Cash man will leave me alone. Bristle in my teeth. I'm prone to murder every beat that I'm on. Dressing like a bag of bone, but I got a bag of bones. Hitting the microphone is on the back to work until I'm on. Keeping on, keeping on. Gotta get the money to function. Grab the time card and punch in. Just check that deal. Yo, I crack that steel. I'm a glass man and grind until I get my feel. Until I keep my feel. Yo, it's bone after teeth. Blind man got no
teeth.
Hell yeah.
Man,
that shit was so hard.
That is wild, man. Eyeless is on fire right now. You know what I mean? Hey, this is what we gotta do right now, man. This is what we gotta do. You know what I mean? Because when we come back, I want to speak with Stavros a little bit more. You know what I mean? Because because he's been the most quiet. I mean, it's not his fault, but
yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's typical.
So no, hear what now? You two, Eyeless doesn't know, but you two know how Record for You Hip Hop Show works. Give me a track of your choosing that we're going to play on the show right now, and then we're gonna come back and, you know what I mean, we're gonna continue this conversation.
I mean, I think since we were talking about Ivy on Go, we should probably play Ivy on Go.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's play Ivy on Go.
Right now.
I'm down.
All right. I'll be on the go, man. Repping for You Hip Hop Show. Hey, don't go nowhere. Check this tune here. And then we're going to continue on, man. Continue on. Salute.
Right.
Don't go away.
Serving you up the beat. It's the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition.
I'll be
I be on go, I be on go. You ain't even know, but you win it low. Hop in this bitch, got a big bang roll. I be on go, I be on go.
Get my needs. I got the heart of a dove. You like a killer disease. I got my goals in the front, leaving problems behind. And life, I know what I want, so I can tell in this right.
Fatality.
Down if he's squawking at me, you can bet on my frown. I know you're lying and gown. Leave your stone on my hook. My verse is here to amaze. I know you try to keep up. You're evil rats in this game.
With you and Idris, actually, you know what I mean? And I'm gonna just gonna bring it up real quick, man, because it was one of the first tunes that we come across recently. King Car, this just in, you know what I mean? Where I've adopted the lifestyle on my chest, you know what I mean? And then as soon as this tune comes on, I hear you guys use the same sample. You know what I mean? So my question to you is, shout out to Roman Reigns for no reason, and the Bloodline, and my Bloodline, the Record for You Bloodline, shout out to them. My question to you, Stavros, is why do you feel the same, almost similar to how I did with the whole Acknowledge Me thing? As soon as the tune comes on, you got the sample, so explain that to me.
Well, so this just is, came from a really dope producer that we work with named Wishmaster. Wishmaster has been a really good friend of mine for a little bit of a time. And he runs a lot of like regular deals and local stuff and, you know, Cali stuff. He also worked with Tech N9ne, you know.
Mm.
He did actually like 4 or 5 of Tech N9ne's albums. So
Ice Cube, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and from what at the time me and Eilis were doing, and just killing collabs. I mean, just murdering collabs. So I thought this one was a very good key for us to go nuts on. I gave him the beat. He automatically had everything for it. He automatically was just right on top of it. You know,
yeah,
he had his verse. He was just waiting, literally. Once he got the power in his hand, he was literally just waiting on me.
Wow. So that's what's happened. This just in. Yeah, man. Which album that come from now? The Supervillains album or the latest project? Which one is it?
Yeah, so that's out right now on Sidekicks and Supervillains, a new chapter. It's a 2-disc, so we did Sidekicks and Supervillains. We shoved as much as ADG as we could put on one album.
Yeah.
And then I did a couple solos for Retribution, but it's still part of the Sidekicks and Supervillains.
villain saga. And now we're moving past that, and we're getting on to Assassination Attempt, which is just the Wu Assassin's brand new album.
Yeah, man. So, so in that case, you got like a rough estimate when that new one's gonna drop? When we can expect that?
Oh, absolutely. It's gonna be right after Eyeless is released. So once he gets his solo album released,
God damn it! Okay, so like you know what? It's almost there. Like I got like. I probably have like 7 or 8 tracks that are like ready to go, and you know what? I'm probably just gonna have to like roll with that. You know, that they're dope ass tracks too. Actually, I'll be finishing 3 of the tracks next weekend. Grant Roddy P probably doesn't know this. My lady actually also raps. Her name is Cloud. Track that me and her have been putting out some fire. We just dropped this Moving Out track. We just dropped Need Some Sleep. And then we have Pour Me Up featuring DJ Stavros, going to be dropping in the next, like, month. But after that track drops, I'm not going to be dropping any more individual tracks until the album's ready.
Mm.
I'll probably look like a 10-track LP. But it's all brand new shit of me that I have recorded since I got clean. So that's something that's really important to me.
Yeah.
Finding my new fit style. Like, I mean, for those of y'all who don't know, when you're, like, stuck on dope, you spit completely different. You know, like, sound like I got a shoe in my mouth if you listen to some of the shit that I was making. So, like, my style has altered a little bit, but I think that it still provides that stick flavor that I've been known for putting down.
You know what I like the best, Silas?
Yo.
Your cheeseburger track.
Cheeseburger?
While I was working at McDonald's, right, I would be working in the line, you know, talking to the people on the speaker, so I would start rapping about the cheeseburgers and shit. I'd be sitting there, and I'd be on the microphone like, conveyor belt crowns and bombs and quarter ones, yeah, I got them, hitting the table, the sauce, ready to grill the box, I got the nuggets, love it, the cup, love it, to be tucking them up, the stuff on my grubbin, the gubbin, check the deal, we call my frat food, a dollar with tax, and that's a steal, line it to the window, and tell me just how you feel, when I meal with a burger, with spicy chicken, take it further, I swap fries, wrap for slices, I got apple pies for dessert, of a dollar will do you, McDouble will make them too, I got whatever you want, and your local drop the window, and who with the gubbin, I'll be dumping, getting them burger fries, and I can't remember the rest.
He's been doing that at shows. That shit
hold up. I usually say it a lot faster, but my lady's been yelling at me lately. She's like, babe, I want to hear every single word. You're rapping it too fast.
Right.
But, you know, when you're at work, you're trying to, like, fit it fast to the people so that you know that they hear it all. But,
right.
You know, you're, like, at the same time, like, trying to do the conveyor belt, you know, trying to hurry. So it's like, can pick up the cramps, bombs, and quarter ones. Yeah, I got to pick at the table, the sauce, and stretch it with the box. I got the nuggets, the love, the cups, the love, the be tucking them up, the stuff. I'm going to go to the dip. We call my frat, but we dial up with text, and that's steel. Line it to the window, and tell me just how you feel. When I have the meal with the burger, with spicy chicken, take it for the ice, swap fries, wrap for fries, I get up a fries for just under my dollar, but do you, my devil will make it too. I go, but that make it one, that you go, stop the whip, move the sauce in my mouth, but they cut, and I make the biscuits. Make it, egg and cheese, make it, there's a fix that gets fixed. You can get it how you want it, you don't need a flipping crown. I'm at the biggie, but you know what's good, and that's the crown.
Jesus Christ! Bomb!
Oh, Lord!
Oh, my God! Yo!
I mean, I'm like, working McDonald's, you don't really get that many tips, you know what I mean? If you do, it's like a, you know, keep the change, here's 10 cents, all right, well, thanks, motherfucker, you know? one night I got a dude to come through and gave me a $100 bill on the, like, a $2 ticket, and
nice.
This $100 bill, and I'm like, all right, well, let me get your change, and he's like, no, just keep
stupid. I was like, whoa! You know, I mean, there was only like three of us working that night, so I like split it up between everybody, and like 30 minutes go by, and this dude comes back and does the same fucking thing. So I made 200 hits that night. I kept like a third of it, you know, so I could split it between the other guys that we had in the crew, but yeah, it was cool.
Ireland's got so much skills that he makes strip clubs go out of business. You know what I mean? People just go round and round the drive-thru just to hear the rap again over and over and over and tip him.
Hell yeah. Hey, it's what I do, bro. It's
that's what I do.
Entertaining motherfucker, I'll tell you that.
You know what I mean?
You gotta see, I'm working on right now, so after Beyond Go, the music video comes out with those two. I have a kind of a like a bio video coming out, an EPK coming out for all of us, and I really want you to pay attention, because when he's on stage, bro, he fucking kills it.
He just kills it right in front of me, right in front of McDonald's.
I got that coming up real soon.
Man, you know what, Stavros? Maybe the whole of McDonald's in the UK, maybe they should all shut down, because none of the drive-thrus out here got eyeless. None of them. No one's going to do that. You know what I mean?
Hey, I was trying to get on some commercials, you know. I hollered at my manager. My manager loved it. The district manager, however, wasn't so happy. She's like, you're wasting my company time to do this. I was like, bitch, I'm making you money.
You know what I mean?
Hey.
The whole idea is to make that money. People went round and round. People went round and round.
Going to McDonald's just to hear me. You know, people are like, oh my God.
You know what I mean? District manager, you do realize people literally left their house to go to his McDonald's just to buy fries, you know. Not a burger, not even a milkshake, you know, not even a cup of they bought fries just to hear him rap and tip him. And he's putting money in your pocket.
Yeah.
He's putting money in your pocket, you ungrateful child. Look at you now. Look at you now, blazing up stages, man. You know what I mean? I didn't, you know, I haven't even asked you about your mask and your artwork and all that, but I will all be well. I'll get to that. You know what I mean? Stavros, I'm not quite finished with you yet. You know what I mean? Because you got another tune, right? And Shauna, don't worry. This will get to you. You got a tune, Stavros, which puzzles me. The reason why it puzzles me, because you say you got all these videos coming out and doing this and that and that and that. So my question to you is there going to be a video for the track called Before Time? The reason why I asked that, right? Ilis just told me.
I love that you brought that up, man. Oh, man. So, I know that I have heard from Capadonna about the track.
Yeah.
And he loves it. He absolutely loves it. But, you know, we haven't completely talked about a music video yet. And I think that that's next on my list.
That would be amazing. I love that song.
We need that, man. I think it's important. You know what I mean? Ilis just told me, his partner, she raps and everything. You know what I mean? And all that. I didn't even know that up until now, which is, you know what I mean? She's fantastic. You know what I mean? And that tune right there with Capadonna is praising all the females and everything. So, Shawana, if you're not in that video, then it might as well not come out. Let's put it like that. It's
thank
true.
Thank you.
It's Capadonna says right at the beginning of the video, you know what I mean, we're praising women of all colours and creeds, all ethnicities, you know what I mean, different parts of the world. So I expect to see you in there, Shawana. I expect to see your lady in there, Ilis. Hell, I want to see my co-host Only D in the video. If those three are not in the video, then the video might as well not come out.
I feel that.
Hey, I'm down with Honey D. I love her.
Well, while we're at it, why don't we see Grandbody D in a video?
Nah. I'm not female. Capadonna and Stavros, they addressed the female.
Yeah, it's going to be coming, I just said.
Yeah, I think you should. You know, we can do it internationally. you know, because I'll have you shoot what scene I think you should be in, and bam, just add that to the actual footage. How about that?
That's not a bad idea, you know. That's not a bad idea. I like the sound of that. You know what I mean? That could be history right there, man. You know what I mean? For me to appear in a music video?
Yeah.
And you've never been
to one? I don't know if you know or not, but Capadonna did give us a shout-out on that song. He also gave us a shout-out on that album on Psychic Supervillain.
Yeah.
So you definitely, our next step is to get him in this video.
Yes, I think that we could, that needs to be done, man, you know what I mean, and Capadonna, Capadonna personally, he's on my radar, man, you know what I mean, I'm not trying to hint anything, but Capadonna, there's my door, it's open, come on through, man, rip a few hip-hop show, I'm just hinting, anyway, so back to you, Sharana.
Thanks, Bruce, now back to you.
Back to you, Sharana. Right. I don't know if it's something you want to address or something you want to talk about, but I did notice it on your social media recently. You know what I mean? And
I'm super excited.
Yeah,
I got my familia that are they're providing the cars that we're gonna use. We got 2-3 brand new Corvettes.
Yeah.
We got 2-3 Mercedes coming through. We're thinking about doing it close to the mountains so you could really see the beauty of our state. And still provide for what is needed for our video.
Yeah, man.
We already got some great... Oh, wait. We're talking about...
Woo.
All right, different video. Hold on. I was referring to
what you were
going to
say.
Video we talked on. Hold on.
So, hold on. There's something I want you to talk to me about. It wasn't that way I was going with it, by the way. But I'm glad you switched it this direction anyway. Because bottom line, Rep A Few Hip Hop Show is about celebrating music, celebrating people like yourselves. You know what I mean? And keep it on that nice, positive, good feel vibe. You know what I mean? So, on that note, right. What's this, Some vampire kung fu business you got involved with. What's all that about? Because there's one thing I love kung fu films, and I like to see Blade. Okay? I like to see Blade whoop vampire's ass. What's this kung fu vampire about, man? Let me know.
I'm going to let Eilis take that one, because he really took
the
lead.
The kung fu vampire show of, I don't know if you know who kung fu vampire is.
But I'm intrigued.
You definitely need to check him out if you haven't heard of him.
Dope.
He's super fucking dope. I think first time I saw him live was in 2011. He was on tour with Twisted doing Slaughterfest, Slaughterhouse Fest, whatever. Anyway, the Kung Fu Vampire show here in Pueblo was about a month ago.
Was that long ago?
For everybody who wasn't there, we did the damn thing.
Oh my god.
The building was absolutely we tore it down.
The roof was off.
The set that we did that night was fucking great. We did a lot of filming for the Ivy on Go video.
We did some before the show and then some during the show.
Yeah, we had some beautiful ladies come down, did a couple of photo shoots, did some shots down Union here in Pueblo, and Juana said at Classic Hughes during the night. But yeah, if you ever heard of Kung Fu Vampire, definitely check him out. The show was off the hinges. Tattoo Rob was there as well. There was Giddy Stites. Fago Gang, Willie Hayes, there we go, Willie Hayes was also there. The entire show was super fucking dope. Cloud, my girl Cloud was there, Xenon, The homie Xenon was able to join this blessed stage with us. You can check him on the track. I Need Some Sleep with me and Cloud as well.
That's on.
Yeah, I mean, that kid can fucking sing. Actually, I met him at the halfway house. You know, funny little story is we were at the halfway house together, and he would just sit there and just sing all fucking day. This kid would be fucking singing. First time I heard his voice, was like, fuck, bro.
Angels.
Got to get you on a fucking track. And, man, that's seriously going to go places. Like, seriously going to go places.
Didn't he win, like, Pueblo's Got Talent or something like that?
I believe he was runner-up this last time, and I know that he, you know, I don't know, maybe this year he did win. To be honest, I'm not totally sure. You'd have to talk to him about it. But, yeah, Xenon's a fucking force to be reckoned with.
Wow. Wow, wow. Gotta ask that question, man. Gotta ask that question. I mean, big ups to them people there. You know what I mean? Right. One question, a fun question before we close this out. You know what I mean? And I never got to ask you the last time you was on the show, but so I'm going to ask you now. You know what I mean? The Sidekicks and Supervillains album, right? Stavros, I'll start with you, right? It could be in real life, could be in the comics, could be anything, right? That's what you've named the title. My question is, who's your favorite sidekick of all time and your favorite supervillain of all time? This meanwhile here.
Well, sidekick-wise, I have to say, you know, Nightwing, for sure, a.k.a. Robin. You know, because he got pushed to the back from Batman a lot. You know, I do resemble, I feel close to Robin, as I say the industry has definitely put me in the back, you know, and I didn't have the superpowers, and then my team came and superpowers right there. As far as supervillain, yeah, definitely me, bro.
Oh, no!
I think that when it comes to this industry, we're very unique in the way we do things. And people kind of hate us for that. And I definitely feel that, you know, after this last album that's coming up, they're going to get an eyeful way more than they expected.
Oh, man. Sounds like we were geared up for your best work yet, then. Sounds like your most focused work.
Oh, yeah. You heard nothing so far.
He just told me I've heard nothing. Okay, this is the part where I'm about to, I should get worried. You know what I mean? Because there's certain, you know what I mean? Like, there's certain tunes, like the one with Capadonna, and there's certain tune, like The Message Part 2, which in my mind sounds very Dr. Dre inspired. I don't know if that was the, you know, I don't know if that was the direction he was really going for. You know what I mean? But when you talk about tunes like that, and then you talk about the best is yet to come, that's... Oh, I best get ready for that. Shawana, over to you. Do you have a favorite sidekick?
Well, Stavro stole my sidekick, because I feel like I've been pushed to the back burner a lot of my life, and so I've had to kind of climb my way up to everything. You know what I'm saying? And with some help from some veterans, I've been able to do that in hip-hop, you know, with other things in life. I've been able to really climb by myself, and, you know, I climbed to a certain extent in hip-hop before I met Stavros.
Right.
But he really took me to the next level, for sure.
Wow. Okay. So that's a one. All right, then. I didn't even realize my video wasn't even on. Super villain, Shawana.
So I've got to say, of course, my husband, but in terms of the Marvel world, or I think it's DC, Joker. I used to be a psychotherapist, you know what I'm saying? And that was my previous brand. I was the real Harley Quinn. I was, you know, the real Dr. Quinzel. And, you know, so when I met DJ Stavros, and he's
the Juggalo, I mean, it was just natural to kind of go with that. And the Joker is, he's just, he really is an assassin. He's just crazier than shit. And,
yeah.
You know, but the difference between him and Stavros, Stavros, he keeps his crazy in check.
I like these choices, man.
Which is going to be the name of my first book, by the way.
Oh, for real? Actually, wait, whoa. Before I go on to you, Eyeless, quick questions for Trana. You know, last time he was on the show, was it only Dee that suggested to you that you should write a book?
She did suggest that. Yeah, we talked about that a little bit.
Yeah.
We did talk about the title, too.
What's the title for it now?
Oh, yeah, no, it's always been a title. It was just a matter of starting to write it.
Right.
Keep you crazy in check, you know, because I was a psychotherapist. I have that mentality, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I want to include my own personal experience. I want to include academically sound research in there and, you know, just kind of include the realm of the world and how you keep your crazy in check because, you know, let's face it, when you go out in the world, people aren't okay with your crazy.
It all comes back to me now. I do remember you touching on it, and I remember Oni D talking about, yeah, man, she needs that book in her life. Yes, me remember now. Eyeless, you got a favorite super psychic?
Yep, absolutely. Okay, so the more commonly known thing that this Johan Velasquez was famous for was Invader Zim. However, other than Invader Zim, he actually did do a series of other comic books, one of which being Johnny the Homicidal Maniac. Johnny the Homicidal Maniac had several different alter egos as a part of his personality. However, his best feature and most important alter ego personality friend, imaginary friend, we'll call him that, was Nail Bunny, which was a bunny that he had nailed to this wall, and it would talk to him and actually give him very sound advice throughout the comic book.
Mm.
And Nail Bunny was my all-time favorite sidekick, for sure.
Wow, I'm loving this, you know, I'm loving this. That's a sidekick. Very interesting, man, very interesting. And your favorite supervillain?
Favorite supervillain. So, if y'all listen to Little Miss Narcissistic, which is featured on The Coming of the Sword, was that volume 2?
Yes, volume 2.
Yes, that's right. All right, so Coming of the Sword, volume 2, you will check. You can catch Little Miss Narcissistic featuring the little homie Rebel 6 on that. But anyway, Little Miss Narcissistic has some scratching featured on it that I did using a this record that I have. It's this old vintage fucking Spider-Man record that I've had since I was like 3 years old, and the Green Goblin is the supervillain featured on that particular snippet. So, I mean, if you check it out, you can hear the and I don't know, it's just kind of some funny shit that I was fucking with in the studio that day. And so we're going to go ahead and throw the Green Goblin on as the favorite supervillain. Give him a shout out and shed some light on that little feature.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Green Goblin all day.
Yeah, man. Green Goblin. I only got familiar with Green Goblin from the actual films. You know what I mean? The Tobey Maguire Spider-Man films.
Yeah,
for sure. You know what I mean? Real quick, if you want to hear mine, Sidekick is an interesting one. You know what I mean? It's an interesting one. And I'm going to give that honor to Spliff Star of Flip Mode Squad. That's my sidekick right there. You know what I mean? I mean, Busta Rhymes, he recently got his Lifetime Achievement Award, BET.
Yes.
Spliff Star right there with him. You know what I mean? They've been friends from kids. They're, you know what I mean? They're in their 50s now. You know what I mean? They're in their 50s and he's still there for his friend. You know what I mean? And he performed Break Your Neck on BET Awards. And there was Spliff Star.
Yeah.
While Boston's rapid fast. Spliff Star's gone like this. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh my gosh. To see that still. So my favorite sidekick goes to Spliff Star. You know what I mean? For sure. And he's got tunes of his own that... A lot of tunes that a lot of us don't even know about yet. You know what I mean? He's a vicious MC in his own right. Big ups to Spliff Star. But if you want to talk about Supervillain, you know, I've heard you guys talk, and you've got some good you've got some good choices, some interesting ones as well that even I haven't heard of. My number one choice of Supervillain has to go to M. Bison of Street Fighter. M. Bison isn't that dude, man. He does not give a boom. You know what I mean? He will you up. He don't care who you are. You could be the greatest martial artist in the world. He will stamp on your he'll stamp on your skull and crush it like a bug. That's my dude, man.
See, right, that's true. Yeah, that's true. That's getting into your head. I like that.
Yeah. That's exactly what he does. He's got no soul, no heart, nothing, man. That's what he does. You know what I mean? I play him, and that's my main guy. But the new game come out, and he's not in the game, and I'm not quite happy about it. But I've got to live with it, man. But you know, that's some great choices there, man. I've always wanted to ask you guys about sidekicks and supervillains, man. You know what I mean? As the title of the album suggested. Fantastic, man, fantastic. You guys, you've entertained me, man. Express Eyeless, salute to you, man. Salute to you.
Hey, thank you, sir.
You know what I mean? You are a prime example of how to turn your life around. One would say death was calling you. And,
oh, yeah.
And you just put the middle finger up to death, basically, and turned it around. And now I know that anyone on the planet Earth can do it. You know what I mean? I've heard people be on things like that, or not even as bad as heroin, not even as bad as that, and their family can't get through to them. And you said it yourself, it's on you. You know, if you want to change starts with you. Word to Guilty Simpson, and I salute you for that, Eyeless. Seriously,
thank you, sir.
And as for Shauna and Stavros, well, you continue to be so influential in what you do and everything, man. You know what I mean? I remember when you guys came on the show before and you gave me the story about what, how and why you wear your mask. They just don't wear it for fun, man. You know what I mean? It's a real thing behind it, man. And it's very inspiring, man. You guys take a bow, man. Seriously.
Thank you, sire.
Thank you.
That's what's up, man. BDSIR Network, the best damn show in worldwide radio. You just heard a classic, man. Every time these guys come out, they give you a classic. That's what's up. And Stavros, I see the emails coming through during this time, so that's pretty much giving me an idea of what you want played on the show. That's right. All right. So you know what's going to happen. I'm not going to ask you what they are, because I already know. You know what I mean? I'm not even going to let the people know out there in listening. We're just going to run the tracks. We're just going to run them. That's what we're going to do. We're just going to run the tracks.
Yeah.
Yo, best of luck with everything, man. You going to say something there, Shauna?
I was just going to say, it's always a pleasure. I look forward every single time. It's like it takes too long to get to the next interview. Just because I just want to kick it all the time, you know what I'm saying? And I know none of us got time for that.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. And you know what? If you're talking music videos or whatever, and you want to get me or Oni D or even Britt Johnson. You know my girl Britt Johnson, Stavros?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I don't know him personally, but I know of him.
Of her?
Yeah.
Of her. Yeah, she's joined the team as well. You know what I mean? So,
okay. Is this who's in the picture that I'm looking at right here?
Then that's Oni D. That's Oni D. That's,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Oni D. She's like the second in command of this whole thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But yeah,
to you.
Absolutely. Oni D. Yeah. Salute every each and every time, man. People, We're going to run them tracks, man, for real, though. Guys, I want you to stay on the line, because I want to speak off the grid about certain things. You know what I mean? That's what's up, man. Salute!
Salute.
Louder! 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 Make them know!
Hey yo, this Napoleon the Legend, aka Feral Gamma, the Black Feral with Ammo. You're listening to the Reppin' For You Hip Hop Show on BDSIR Network, the best damn show on Y1 Radio with Grant Body P. Yeah.
Just kidding, bitch. Why so serious? I mean, I'm delirious, curious, why you're furious? Just kidding, bitch. Say you didn't get the joke. I begin the vocal booth, punchlines on you dopes. Kidding, bitch, why so serious? Laughing, I'm delirious, curious, why you're furious? Just kidding, bitch, say you didn't get the joke. I be in the vocal booth, punchlines on you dopes.
Why so serious? You're making people curious. You're stepping on my back and it's making me delirious. I can't stop the fear and it's talking about the change. Why you sitting in my presence and making me all deranged? I've been gone for a minute, been drifted so far away. Took the knowledge that I learned and used it to find my way. Couldn't stop what I'm doing, the legacy's all me. Took the time that I'm taking and made it to find my trade. It's a game that they play and I'm telling you all the same. You get stuck in the motion, it's poisonous to your brain. And I could do it if I'm focused, like turning a simple page. My anxiety is growing and showing me all the rage. So in this verse, I'ma tell you what's making the people grow. Instead of lies from the media, talking what they don't know. Here's the passion that I'm giving you, take it from all I got. Left the darkness to get over, so wouldn't I end up shot? Ah.
It's hard to come to the industry. You got liars, thieves, and snakes. And sometimes you can't even trust your own family. But yo, I'ma stick and move. Keeping myself focused on the goal. And never forget that I know what I know, your secrets.
Just kidding, bitch, why so serious? Laughing, I'm delirious, curious, why you're furious? Just kidding, bitch, say you didn't get the joke. I be in the vocal booth, punchlines on you dopes. Just kidding, bitch, why so serious? Laughing, I'm delirious, curious, why you're furious? Just kidding, bitch, say you didn't get the joke. I be in the vocal booth, punchlines on you dopes. Opinionated asshole, then I don't gotta think about it. Take a sec to hear your side, a second thought, I do without it. Common sense, my two cents, you hit defensive, get defensive. You confuse it, abuse against it, and pray to God you get defended. Abstract, absolute, trigger finger getting goofy. Nerf gun inside of the two-speed, all smoked up with good weed. I'm the type of guy you wouldn't want to be, but feed so right, eat more. Cause I make dollar signs inside of my sleep. Whores be what the fiend for. I blow a load of my dick, be C4. Your V-store back to boom back. Pound a pussy while the rap of a maniac. With the conscious, me to the conscious, and make your skull cap flap. Baseball bat between my legs. I take your shit on the stage. Zombie bitch, I'm rotten, so you can give me some brains. Some things I never change. But then again, I've been the dope addict. Erratic and getting sick. I gotta have it stuck in the pit. It be kinda static, over dramatic. Acting a faggot, now getting over the habit. I get sick of wearing the jacket. But if it's with you, if you don't like me, you never did. So keep your smoke. Middle fingers up, I said he left it cause you couldn't get the joke.
Why so serious?
Just kidding, bitch, why so serious? Laughing, I'm delirious, curious, why you're furious? Just kidding, bitch, say you didn't get the joke. I be in the vocal booth, punchlines on you dopes. Just kidding, bitch, why so serious? Laughing, I'm delirious, curious, why you're furious? Just kidding, bitch, say you didn't get the joke. I be in the vocal booth, punchlines on you dopes. Just kidding, bitch, why so serious? Laughing, I'm delirious, curious, why you're furious? Just kidding, bitch, say you didn't get the joke. I begin the vocal booth, punchlines on you dopes. Just kidding, bitch, why so serious? Laughing, I'm delirious, curious, why you're furious? Just kidding, bitch, say you didn't get the joke. I begin the vocal booth, punchlines on you dopes.
What's the blue assassin?
You've been imbued with the power of a thousand monks.
None but sweethearts all around. Beautiful women. All different shades, colors, and ethnics and groups. Looking so lovely and gorgeous. Always done up. You the reason that the sun come up. Queen, you look gorgeous. gorgeous. Knock me off my feet when you walk in by my office. I step cautious, I don't wanna hawk shit. Try to knock you up with none of that dog shit.
No, blood clot. Hold on. Right back, ready again.
Nothing but sweethearts all around. Beautiful women. All different shades, colors, and ethnics and groups. Looking so lovely and gorgeous. Always done up. You the reason that the sun comes up.
Worldwide.
You look gorgeous. Knock me off my feet when you walk in by my office. I step cautious, I don't wanna hawk shit. Try to knock you up with none of that dog shit. Peace queen, my name is Dad Wu. I don't know you, but I always see you coming through. Took time out to tell you that you're beautiful. And could we do a lunch if it sounds suitable? If that's cool, then tomorrow 12:02. Now everything's set for the rendezvous. She gave me a map like my man Rondo. Pretty long hair, her name Rapunzel. She cooked curry shrimp and she loved kung fu. Good with the grind and the mind is strong too. She feeling me back, now what I'm gonna do? I don't wanna tell her that I want you. But you can flaunt me while I flaunt you. Long as everything is real and we stay true. We don't gotta stay together every day, boo. When it's our time, nothing can replace you. Pretty eyes, glasses, intelligent. She whispering in my ear that she's celibate. Pretty eyes, glasses, intelligent. She whispering in my ear that she's celibate. Pretty eyes, glasses, intelligent. She whispering in my ear that she's celibate. Pretty eyes, glasses, intelligent. She whispered in my ear that she's
therapy. Got me rolling away, it got me going insane. Cause it's the matter of your baby that be hitting my brain. It's been a while since we sat and had a kick it or two. Cause it's been heaven with you, baby, about the life you've been through. It must be shaking them jeans the way you run through my mind. It was vanilla one I tasted, had a secret to find the love that was back. It was more rarer than gold, it was a mania trap. To find the love that was cold, you made me conquer the scenes I thought was hard as a rock. That made me question the dreams, who knew what love could stop. Your queen, I'm saying to you, so that you know how I feel. Was it the love that got through, or just a change of a wheel? You know I'm riding this game and keeping love by my side. Bringing the strength to my brain while keeping humble and proud. I take a minute or two, just be to look at your skin. You got me rhyme running through, just like the blowing like wind. The time that we spent together have been emotional things. Letting the love last forever, we're waiting bells on the ring. Got angels right by my side, you trace a beauty and then I'm taking love from a ride, let us remember it then.
Pretty eyes, glasses, intelligent. She whispering in my ear that she's celibate. Pretty eyes, glasses, intelligent. She whispering in my ear that she's celibate. Pretty eyes, glasses, intelligent. She whispering in my ear that she's celibate. Pretty eyes, glasses, intelligent. She whispering in my ear that she's celibate.
There's no one left. Wise man, there is no one left. Minneapolis. Acknowledge me.